Okay, so we're gonna try something new. I'm getting intimidated now. All right, so we're gonna try something new. We never did this chiluk. The closest thing we did last a couple elas ago was we did Torah Mitzvah. Torah Mitzvah is a sefer that describes how we can act the same way as Hashem does in the 13 attributes of Hashem, the 13 midos. Now we're going to take a little bit different angle, but we're going to see it's very connected. It's going to take a long time to build up the concept, what we're going to try to do here. But basically, it's like this. The introduction is that it's very clear from all the
poskim.
No, different things all over the place. So there's a Lavush, and there's others that all say that the highlight of the Slichos is when we get up to Hashem Hashem Kelrachum Bechanu. And that's you need a minyan to say that. It's very powerful tefillah, and the source of that tefillah is Psukim in Shmos, where it says Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, I'm going to punish you. I'm going to send a malach. You're going to be guided by a malach. Moshe Rabbeinu says back, I don't want to be guided by a malach. I want Klal Yisrael to have a relationship with you directly. So Hashem says, Shamati, I'm going to do exactly what you asked, and I'm going to make it that you don't have a malach that you're subject to. You can have a relationship directly with me. And then all of a sudden, Hashem introduces this concept of if there is ever a point in history and time that you feel that you need something specifically, then you could use these Yud Gimel Midos. You could mention these Yud Gimel Midos. You could say these Yud Gimel Midos, and by saying these Yud Gimel Midos, you will be able to bris krusa. That's not choizer rekam. It's a covenant you have with me, a deal. If you mention that prayer of the Yud Gimel Midos, your prayers will be answered. So it's a very powerful prayer. Now, what we have to understand is what's so powerful about it. We have a lot of tefillos. We have a lot of inyanim of tefillah. But you see that it's called a tefillah. We say Kaddish Shalom after Slichos. Kaddish Shalom means to say Tiskabel. So why do you say that? You usually only say that after Shmoneh Esrei. So the Levush says because Hashem is like Shmoneh Esrei. So it's a very strong thing, and we have to understand what's the power of Hashem because we mentioned it's 13 attributes why Hashem has mercy, but we always say Hashem has mercy. Right? In Shmoneh Esrei, we're talking about Hashem has mercy. So what exactly is special about these Yud Gimel Midos? Okay. I'm gonna give it one introduction because we have to connect it to the Gra. There's a Gra that we learned in Shir HaShirim. The Gra in Shir HaShirim goes on the pasuk. It says, Shalchayach Pardes Yumoinim Impri Magadim. So the Gra says over there that there's 13 things mentioned, and then another two, that's a total of 15. There's 15 things mentioned in that pasuk. Why 15? Says the Gra, because there's 15 parts of the Jewish people. Avram, Yitzchak are the two Avos. Yaakov is the third Av with 12 Shvatim is 13, plus Avram Yitzchak is 15. Now, the Maharal says a similar thing, that Echad, one, is Gematria 13, which is the Maharal says is the 12 Shvatim plus Yaakov. And that's why he says Echad, one is Yaakov, eight is the Bnei Ha, Rachel and Leah, and the Dalet is the sons of the Shvachos. So there's a concept of the 12 Shvatim plus Yaakov Avinu, and that creates the Echad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And besides that, there's Avraham Yitzchak as Shoroshim. And the Gra says, and that is what the Yud Gimel Midos are. Hashem is the Avos, and then the 13 is the Shvatim and Yaakov. So what you see from the Gra is that the actual Midos of Hashem start from Kel, Rachum, Vachanun. Hashem is not part of the 13. Hashem is an intro to the 13, which is also, by the way, the Shita of the Arizal and the Mekubalim go like that. The Zohar HaKadosh also goes like that. Now, Hashem is not one of the 13 Midos. So we'll have to see how do you count it then? Kel, Rachum, Vechanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed, V'Emes, Notzah Chesed, La'alofim, Notzah Avon, V'Fesha, V'Chata, V'Nake is 11. So you're too short. So you have to, Shem Hashem will be Mashal then. Rav and Chesed maybe two, and Erech Apayim is two. Erech Apayim, L'Roshah, Erech Apayim, L'Sadikim. So that's how he counts it. But anyway, that's how the Gra counts it. But anyway, so Hashem Hashem is the intro. So this is where we're going to get deep now. This was just Pashup Shat so far. Got it? So now we're going to get we're going to have to go into a little bit of some depth, to some deeper realms like this. We always talk about the Rachamim of Hashem. So what's unique over here? And why is Hashem Hashem the introduction to the Midos? What is Hashem Hashem? Rashi says, Ani Hashem koidem shechatasi. I am Hashem before you sin. I have Rachmanas on you before. Ani Hashem la'achet. I also have Rachmanas on you after you sin. Which all the Mefarshim say, so what do you need Rachmanas before you sin for? Before you sin, you're good. You only need it after. So, and also, why is that the introduction? So here's the idea. Hashem in general runs the world with the seven spheres. The seven spheres are seven powers that Hashem uses to run the world. There's chesed, there's gevura, or din, chesed, din, tiferes. Chesed, din, tiferes is like a segel, three dots, right? Chesed, din, tiferes, netzach, hoyd, yesoid, another set of three dots, and then Malchus. Malchus is the way it expresses itself in this world. So every time Hashem, so let's just give an example, okay? Let's take for an example, before we start with it, let's give a different mashal. Okay? Someone has an idea that they want to make money. So everything behind their idea is money. That's it. Then he has an idea. How am I going to make money? I'm going to now, he says, I'm going to open a grocery store. Does he care about groceries? Well, he cares a lot about groceries because he needs to know the business. But he doesn't care about groceries. He only cares about money. He just needs the groceries to make the money. So, Lemaisa, all the steps involved to create the store, he's thinking about groceries, groceries, groceries. Right? Okay, so you care about groceries, right? So what do you care about money for? Who cares how much money you made? Yeah, so you're giving people some good food for Shabbos. You're giving them, they come in for the morning, they get their milk for breakfast. You're providing chatzet. This is unbelievable. You're doing so much good for people. You know, you must care a lot about people because you keep on calling up and finding out what do people like to eat. So you really want to give the people what they want to eat. Right? It's only, hold on. I care about what people want to eat because right now I care about what people want to eat because that's the conversation I'm having with you because I need to know what people want to eat. But at the end of the month, I don't care about what people eat. I care about how much money I made. So that's how it expresses itself. So the first thing is about money and the last thing is about money. Everything in between is about groceries. Right? So in Hashem's world, there's the Ratzon of Hashem. Then everything else is making it all happen. The Midah of Malchus is when the original Ratzon of Hashem is happening. Now, so let's say Hashem wants that this guy should be, not this guy. Hashem wants that there should be people doing his mitzvahs in the world. So now he starts saying, well, I'm going to give a lot of money to the yeshivas. What's that? But then no one's going to give tzedakah anymore. So the chesed starts, and now it's talking about how we're going to be mashpia, how we're going to give. But it's not about that. At the end, it has to come out with the ratzon of Hashem. So Hashem wants to give. Then I'm saying, does it deserve it? What's that? There's din involved. Then, okay, but how's that going to play out? Tiferes. So everything is balanced out. Hashem's ability to give is needs to be balanced out by the other midos, because it has to express itself in this world. And the way it expresses itself in this world is through the people. So do they deserve it? Do they not deserve it? How are they going to react if they get it? So I can't just keep giving, because if I keep giving, it's not going to come out in the end what I want. So it has to depend on the people taking it. Then they're going to take it a certain way. Then it's too, they don't deserve it. So there's chesed, I want to give, give, give. There's din, which says, do you deserve it or not? So the din doesn't allow you, Hashem, to give everything. But if I don't give anything, only what you deserve, then you're not going to get anything. So there's Tiferes, which says, I'll give it, but I'll give it in a fair way, and I'll have Rachmanis, but it still makes sense that you deserve it because there's a system why you deserve it. And that's how the world, so that's how the whole Hashpa comes down in the world. It starts off with wanting to give, and it all at the end has to express itself in Malchus. Okay, and that's how Hashem gives to Chesed in this world. So whenever we discuss the Chesed of Hashem, it's the Rotzon to give Chesed, but it doesn't come out clearly like that. Because it has to fit with the whole plan. It has to fit with the people accepting the chesed. So if you're not fit for the chesed that Hashem wants to give, he can't give it. And that's the chesed that expresses itself in this world. Let's call that, that's the chesed of that's how Hashem gives within the world. That's the Zion spheres. That's the seven spheres. Spheres is a fancy word, but basically means midos that balance out the hashpa of how Hashem gives things in this world. What are these midos? These midos are ani Hashem koidem shachatasi, ani Hashem la'achar shachata. I am Hashem equally before you sin to after you sin. In other words, there's a midah of Hashem of giving chesed that has nothing to do with whether you're ro'i for it or not. It's the midah of Hashem before it has to express itself in this world. It's the midah of Hashem to give rachmanos mitzad atzmoi, mitzad the noise, not mitzad the makabel. It's Hashem's midah of chesed and it has nothing to do with whether you're fit for it. So the difference between this chesed and every other chesed that we talk about is every other chesed is Hashem you have a desire to give us. Yeah, but you have to be... Essentially, there's a system here. It's not going to work otherwise. But in the chesed of the 13 midos of Hashem, there's no system. It's above everything. It's from the mid of keser. It's above everything else. It's the mid of Hashem wanting to give, regardless of whether we deserve it. It's the power of Hashem, his desire to give us, regardless of whether we deserve it or not. So when we talk about these 13 midos, we're going to talk about midos of Hashem, how they express itself, despite that we don't deserve it. It's all about despite we don't deserve it. And the 13 things are 13 ways that come out. You don't deserve this, but I'm going to give it anyway. And that's how it's going to play out with Tomer Dvorah, because Tomer Dvorah says that Ben Adam L'Chavero is the same thing. A person oftentimes has to be able to give unconditionally, regardless of who's receiving it. And that's how he zocha to this meet hanhaga. Okay? We stuck in a lot in 15 minutes. We're going to, but like I said, this is a build-up. Okay? There's going to be a few shiurim of introduction, and then we're going to get to each midah one at a time. We're going to explain it, then we're going to explain how it fits into the midos of Micha, and then we're going to talk about how we have to act to match that midah. Wow. So there's a lot here, a lot of material. And it's very powerful. First of all, it's this big schus, because a person understands it, they can really tap into that tefillah. And it's a very important concept. So hopefully we can maximize the time we have and get to as much as we can to explain this. All right?
Go ahead, thank you.
Good luck, everybody. Okay, good to see everyone on. See you tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Okay. We'll see you. You're supposed to meet me today at some point.
I'm on my way.
Okay, fine.
Okay, bye.